And the gift that you are, with the love that we all share together, there's really no need for more meditation because we're all in that space, but let us allow to connect stronger, heart to heart, which we already are, from the infinity of love through you to the Creator of all that is, of all its glory, splendor, magnificence, and beauty of light. Open ourselves even more to Gaia that we have just done, the love, exercise, flow, tunnel, together supporting, loving each one or on their journey. Like a symbol of our lifetime journey, we are always loved. We are never, ever, ever alone. And there is no mistake in the entire universe that you are here right now to experience this precious moment. So this love, as Monica just said, this love that you just created together is for you to take back home, back to your lives, back to your families, back to your work and your communities and your co-workers and anyone you meet on the journey of love on earth. Without saying anything, as Monica just said, with the crystal, just being who you are and recognizing your heart, that you are never alone. You know your divinity and your source and truth, that there is nothing you have to actively do. You are already embodying it. God, Creator, all that is not a being in the sky. It is a state of being. And you just had a profound moment, profound experience to feel that even more. Imagine holding that energy from the moment you wake up in the morning until you lay your head on your pillow, every moment of the day. What world can we create? And what light you share and be wherever you are. It doesn't matter where. Our light is needed in the most difficult places. And we, some of you going back home to not easy situations, to challenges that you have to deal with on a daily basis. And this is the reason you are here. You are so dearly loved.
And for the final time on our journey together, I invite those who wish to connect with their crystal to place it in their hand. And we begin by 3 sacred breaths of life onto our friend, our crystal. I am here. We are announcing to the earth, to the ancestors, we are here directly on this point, this location on the earth. I am here. We are announcing to the cosmos, to our galactic lineage, I am here on a planet in transition, and I have come in as a beacon of hope and peace for this transformation of the planet, on our way to joining our family, to becoming ascended love consciousness. And so I am here as a part of the living earth. I am here as part of the living creator. I am one, but I am many. You are me and I am you. I see God in you. For all humans have divinity inside. And whether they acknowledge it or see it, cannot disguise the fact that inside is the divine spark. Each crystal has a vibration, a resonance, and energy. And whether a human sees it as just a mineral clump, or whether they see it as a healing tool that has vibration or energy, Their sight and perception of it does not change the fact that it holds healing, vibration, frequency, and energy, and love, and benevolence for you. So we ask, if you can become more like the crystal and share that resonance of love, compassion, benevolence to all those, whether they see it and experience it or not, you remain that beacon of hope. And so we say thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. Thank you, Gaia, for loving me. And we say thank you, dear Creator, for being here. Thank you, dear Creator, for loving us. Thank you, dear Creator, for loving me. And finally, our dear Cryon of Magnetic Service, we say thank you, Cryon, for being here. Thank you, Cryon, for loving us. We love you infinitely as well. Thank you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Earlier today, this group, as it gathers in this precious place where so much happened for the indigenous, earlier this day, a member of this group showed to my partner something you should know about if you haven't seen it already. A white buffalo was born. Now, a white buffalo has the chance of being full white over only in millions of births, the odds of a full white buffalo. Of course, this is known by the indigenous, especially in the traditions and the prophecies of the Lakota. And they have said that when a white buffalo is born again, and it happened this month, a few days ago, what this indicates is new hope. It is not just new hope for the Lakota. It's just like when the Hopi scratched on the rocks the prophecy for humanity. At this time, the shift, they were not talking about themselves. They were talking about all humans on the planet. And so it is with the Lakota. With the white buffalo being born, an indication of new hope, freedom, and a change. This was expected, dear ones. But when you start to see the evidence of it and it starts to appear in the traditions of those who came before you, pay attention. That tells you that it's not your culture. It is not something that has been given to you by a channel of your time. All of those things you could question, and there are those who do, who would say that everything they are hearing now is silly, fantasy, not real. But over and over, if it comes from the ancients and it says, look for this, look for that, watch the stars, that's when you start paying attention. And if you are paying attention, and if you wish to, you will know that now is the time of great shift on the planet. It actually begins here in this precession of the equinoxes and then continues from here. The result of this kind of shift of energy on the planet is remarkable. And you're already starting to see it. You're starting to see those who have sensed it, don't want it, and tries to push it away. Some of the leaders of the planet, some of those who could create trouble, have. Because this detracts from light. Completely and totally, it saps the resources of the planet into, yet again, war. It's very difficult, is it not, to ponder the light of the planet and changing consciousness when thousands are dying. It saps those who are empathic. It saps those who are in love. Even those who are surviving this shift and saying, I'm okay, still are worried about their own survival, economically perhaps. Or if not that, emotionally perhaps. Because a shift like this is like a finger pointing into your chest and pushing and pushing and pushing. And some have said, well, what am I supposed to do with that? You feel perhaps an idea, am I here for a reason? Some have said, why am I experiencing such an issue at this time of light? You all have different lives. Channel number 8, the last one of this series. The Tibetans were wise in their numbering system. We already brought you number 9, which is the last number in their system. We brought you number 9 in the first channel, and we told you it meant completion. Number 8, you're going to like. It can be interpreted any way you wish. It is the energy of abundance. Abundance. So I ask you right now, anyone listening, what is it abundance means to you? And what do you want an abundance of? Immediately, most cultures would say, I want an abundance of resources, for the resources purchase that which I need, whether it's the food or the lodging or just survival. That is always the first thing. But it doesn't necessarily apply to those sitting here or even listening. You've just gone through an exercise where there was great love. So you might say, it's an abundance of love. I want more love in my life. And there are those who would say, well, I have a lot of that. Perhaps it's something else. I will tell you what the abundance today and in the lives here is, what you should look at and wish, you might say, for or affirm for, since wishing does not create energy. Affirmations for abundance for you would go like this. Dear Spirit, give me an abundance of wisdom so I know what to do next. An abundance of wisdom so I know what to do next. Now let's look at this. For those who might be listening to this and say, I really would rather have an abundance of resources. I want you to analyze this. If you have a wisdom of knowing what to do next, the resources will come, for you will make the right moves to create the right resources. Or they will start coming into you because you've affirmed the wisdom to see them, or the wisdom to dodge left or right in order to receive them. But again, that's basic. What if it was greater than that? The wisdom to know what to do next. What if what to do next calms your spirit? What if what to do next is a life change for you that you see, you recognize because you've affirmed it, and it starts to change the direction, are you ready? Of how you think, how you treat others, how you perceive life in general. And when you receive that, I will tell you, you start to see the seeds of mastery to be planted within you. It's almost like your soul opens up and starts to deliver what's always been there to deliver. There's the mistake humans have always made of looking to the outside for help. And we've said this before, even on this journey. You're trained in that. You're programmed in that. God help me. Have you heard that before? But the training of a master knows that the God help me is the God inside. And when that starts to pour into you from your own soul, it is the most pure information and help available in the universe. Your soul is eternal. Your soul is everything you wish it to be or wish you were. It's always been there. But if the training is always to go and look from the outside and beg for help from an external source, it just sits there and cannot help you at all. Imagine having a handout from Spirit saying, why don't you take this? Why don't you take this? And why don't you take this? And instead, most humans say, I'd rather take that one because my church told me so. The religions of this planet know about the love of God. They all do. And they all teach it. But a greater truth is at hand now, and that is that this love of God is not wrapped in doctrine, the do's or the don'ts. It's wrapped instead in a bundle of wisdom. There is love here for you, but it comes from inside. And when you start looking inside, you'll find the glory of God. Given to you when you were born magnificent, no matter what you've been told on the planet. Abundance of wisdom is what I give to all of you who desire to see it, to want it, to understand why it should be wisdom. Dear Spirit, let me know what to do next. This guides you into the very places that you were designed to go to. When I say designed, I say this. All of you have potentials. It's not a contract. There are no contracts when you were born. Only the potentials. How many of you are aware that you had the potential of being here or awakening to a larger truth during your life? How many of you had experiences where you got to see humanity at its best or worst? And got to weigh that into who you are, or what you might do next for them, or for yourself. All of that culminates in being here. The shift is before you. It's a big one. And age has nothing to do with what you would do next. And what I mean by that is this. There are those who would say, I'm just finding out, I'm still not certain, but I'm learning, but I'm realistic, I may not have a lot of time left. And this is where I say, Spirit does not see you as you see you. Do you understand that you, whatever your name is seen as one soul forever? What you do here is cumulative. When you come back, it continues and doesn't go away, and you don't have to start over. What you learn here in mastery or wisdom, you awaken with the potentials of it. It's like a vessel that gets filled up as you live. The more you learn about love, about wisdom, the more trials you go through that you solve, it fills that vat of wisdom up, so when you return, it comes in with your DNA. Did you know that it's stored in the earth until you get back? Yes, soul energy. This is part of what the planet is for you, is actually stored here. So when you come back, this planet knows you've come back. This planet knows your name and receives so much from you, but it gives back to you what you left with, and on you go. This is why there are so many who feel that you have a contract as soon as you're old enough for the self-awareness to be a mature one. And you say, what am I supposed to do? I feel it. There's something I'm supposed to do. What if it's simply to continue learning? What if it's simply to continue the light on this planet that you have? It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. I've said it before, the more you learn about light, the easier it is to get more. Defeating the darkness of consciousness is simply by turning on more light. I want you to remember that. That's also the answer to all wars. Not bigger weapons. It's always been that way. This planet has turned a big corner lately. A big one. Collectively, it doesn't want war anymore. There's another answer out there, and they know it. They being humanity, billions. You, as humans on this planet right now sitting in front of me, don't know what's going on. Because those on the media who inform you what's going on also don't know. They will report what they know. And what they know is the awful stuff. And so all you get is awful stuff. Stop watching the news. There are so many good things happening on this planet right now. In the cracks, you might say. In the darkness that is becoming light, you might say. In the leadership that is lurking that you haven't seen arrive yet. In those who are growing up. There's a group of politicians who are not politicians yet. And they're young. And they're studying politics in school. And they're doing it because everything they see before them in the countries they're in is dysfunctional. And their whole goal is, can we bring kindness to leadership? Can we do that and eliminate dysfunction? That's the goal. Who has reported that to you? They're coming. They're alive. They're studying. They know what to do. Who has reported that to you? And the answer is no one. All you see is the worst of the worst. It's no wonder fear is so great. Dear Spirit, you might say, give me the wisdom to see through all that and to know what to do next. And the world is constantly changing. All of you are loved beyond measure. All of you. Spirit does not want any of you uncomfortable with yourself. And that's why you're never alone. Today you got a taste of just a little what it might feel like to be supported as you walk through that cave of life, which I've talked about so often as Kryon. I continue to be in love with all of you. And so it is.